opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Is this more of a like the Rockets comeback or Russell Westbrook collapsed? Because I kind of looked at it as a Russell Westbrook collapse.
I think it was more, that was part of it. And I think part of that was the Rockets cranked up the defense a little bit. I think he got panicky and took some bad shots.
Russ Westbrook's stat line going into the fourth quarter was amazing. And then in the fourth quarter, he was so bad.
17 of 43. It's impressive, but it's not necessarily efficient. Okay, I want to talk about this Florio thing. But listening to him today, I realized just how the mindset of some of the people who are in charge of these websites is so flawed. Once it's wrong, go back and fix it. And when he was asked that, his response was basically, that's not how the world works.
There's a lot of people who haven't gone through the proper training to know what being a member of the media actually entails. And then they realize, oh, the more hits I get, the more money I get
right,
for ads.
Exactly.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three out here at Constellation Field in Sugarland. And if you still get out here and are one of the first 2,000, you're going to get one of these replica rings from the championship last year. I'm guessing we're getting pretty close to 2,000 just looking around at the crowd here. It's a good crowd here tonight. Opening night.
Are you getting nervous for me?
Actually, I have a lot
on
of confidence.
Behalf?
I have a lot of confidence because...
What about you, T-Skis? You feeling good? Or what are your odds on me?
I feel pretty good. You're going to throw a strike.
Okay.
Yeah.
Knowing how much time you've spent coaching your kid here over the past couple years now, really, right?
Yeah.
I feel really good about your chances.
Should I just throw straight heater or should I try and get fancy?
I might go with a four-seamer.
You know what you should do? Wave off the first pitch.
Yeah, definitely.
Shake it off.
Yeah, shake it off.
Yeah. I would go with the heat, but kind of a cut fastball. Do something a little different with it. Don't throw them just a straight heat.
Okay, I've got a fastball, a pretty bad curveball, and a changeup.
Go with a fastball.
Okay.
Yeah. No knuckleball?
I got a knuckleball. I can still throw a knuckleball.
No.
That's what you have to throw when you're an old man, right?
I can't throw a knuckleball. No. I'd have no control over it.
I can throw a knuckleball and a changeup that used to be my fastball.
Okay.
Because, it's just a changeup now.
I have, an actual changeup grip, so it's an actual
changeup. I have that, but it won't make it to the plate.
Okay. Well, there we go.
That's what happens when you get old, man.
This is why you didn't want to throw out the first pitch.
Exactly. Right. Honestly, because I just haven't. And at some point, man, I'll get out and start throwing a baseball again, but I haven't done it in so long.
No, you won't. Who are you going to throw a baseball with?
Well, I'll adopt a kid.
Okay.
Of course, if I do that, I'm going to.
Poor kid.
Yeah.
What did that kid do to deserve that?
Can you reach? You can't reach me, Dad. I'm only
he's 20 feet away. He's already been abandoned by his family. He's been orphaned and then, like. It's like, you know, you're a shelter dog. You've got a really sad life, and Mike Vick comes strolling in. Like, I'm going to take you home. It's like, oh, really?
All right, and we're going to train
all the people that could have took me home.
And we're going to train you to fight, and you're going to fight in underground fight clubs, and we're going to bet on you. in case you're wondering, AJ's going to be throwing out the first pitch here, and they're going to take him down at 6:30. So,
should I wear championship ring or not while I throw out the first pitch?
Not on your pitching hand.
Okay.
Maybe on the other hand.
Okay.
Yeah, but don't wear it on your pitching hand.
It is
because one of the seams could get hung up a little bit.
It is going to feel weird throwing without a glove on my other hand.
But see, that ring's almost big enough that it feels like a glove.
Yeah, it is heavy.
Yeah. Borrow a glove while you're down there. I'm sure one of the Skeeters will loan you one.
No.
You should throw an Ephus pitch.
These are professional ball players. I'm not going to say, can I borrow your glove? Can I borrow the tool of your trade? No.
You're not borrowing their tool. You're borrowing their glove. Come on, man.
I don't think I can do that.
713-780-ESPN. If you missed any of the great stuff that we did, it's available on podcastarena.com. Pretty good couple of first hours, and so it'll be an interesting third hour out here And this place is hopping for opening night. The weather's great. And always fun coming out here. It's just a good experience for the family. And they have the rings are given away tonight. Tomorrow, or Saturday, they're giving away these really really cool hats, which I have mine on right now. So if you're out here and you're wondering about the Saturday giveaway, just walk by and say, hey, that actually looks good on the Falcon.
I struggle with non-fitted hats.
Yeah, I'm okay with them.
I look ridiculous if my hat's not fitted. So
that's because you wear them backwards most of the time.
Yeah, often, but even when I don't, I still feel weird about
it. Yeah, but I think mostly if
cause, also because I'm bald and I've got a, you know, the back of my head is, you know, it's just a weird look for me.
Disco says Daddy Fowerbucks. I would be one of those. I mean, I'd be pretty good to them as long as they were good at sports. I'll take that out. I'll take out the fact that my kids didn't want to play sports on this one.
The next kid you adopt will be black, though, right? Like, that's the move?
Probably.
If you had two non-athletes?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I would do if I were you.
Oh, man. Except I wanted to play hockey.
Oh, no, don't do that, then.
Longhorn Dimitri says, thanks, I downloaded the AP News app after you mentioned it. It seems truly unbiased. Seems legit. It is. I mean, they're as unbiased as you can get. I mean, they're just reporting on news. Doesn't mean they're not they're perfect. They're going to make mistakes. But at least going in, what you're getting is just pure news most of the time. Now, they'll do some other stuff. And everything is going to have something in it that you don't like. But I do think they try to be as down the middle as anybody. So we shall see.
I'm gonna try to be as down the middle as anybody tonight.
With the pitch, yeah. A lot of people want to Facebook Live this, which is kind of impossible. I would do it, but I've got to keep the show going while you're down there. And Tyler kind of has to keep us on air. He's saying I could do it, but if we had a disaster, I'm incapable of fixing it.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Are there any promo kids
guy
out there?
Promo guy can do it. Yeah, we'll send baby Dwight Howard.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Of course, they have a bigger line over there for them than
it's because they're giving away free stuff.
Yeah,
you know people love free stuff.
Yeah, they do. D says, "Do your best Rick Ankiel impression." Tyler didn't love the free candy he got from the old man. I think that freaked him out a little bit. He seemed nice.
Did you see this unicorn frappuccino from Starbucks?
No, I did not.
It's pink and blue, and it says it's flavor changing, made with rainbows. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know, but what I do know is it has as much sugar in it as three Snickers bars.
It's too damn hot.
76 grams of sugar in one drink.
It's too damn hot.
Yeah, I'd rather just have the I'd rather just have the Snickers bars, frankly.
Oh my goodness. Well, I feel like we should try it.
I'm kind of out on Starbucks in general. And I don't do the frappuccinos and stuff as it is. I just do straight black coffee. And maybe that's why I'm out on them, because that's their specialty drinks.
Yeah, I drink I drink caramel macchiatos with coconut milk. Like I order coffee like a woman, I'm pretty sure, but I don't care.
Well, most people that go to Starbucks do.
But yeah.
It's pointless for me to go pay what I pay for a venti coffee of the day there when I can get just as good a coffee somewhere else or make my own.
Like at 7-Eleven?
Yeah, they make just as good a coffee at some of those places.
Can I tell you a story about today?
You can tell us a story anytime you want, John.
Yeah, you're
okay,
the man.
Okay, so I was at UHD for a career fair. We're looking for more interns. And
did you find any useful?
I think we have some potential.
Any attractive young women?
Fred doesn't need that. Ignore that question, John.
That would be sexual harassment, so go ahead.
Anyway, I had some free time, so I went to Starbucks, and their POS system was down, so they couldn't take any cards or the app, so I whipped out cash.
That is a POS system, then.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the cashier goes, it's going to be $3.95, and I hand her a $5. And since the POS system is down, she busts out her phone to calculate how much change she was going to give back to me.
Oh, I hate
it. 3.95. I give her a five. So
okay,
the total
so
is.
Be, let's see.
Shouldn't you have just said, just keep the change and walked away?
Yeah. Even with my bad Asian math, I could tell that's 105. But she had to bust out her iPhone and open the calculator app to calculate how much change she needed to give me back.
How old was this person, John?
I'm guessing she went to that school.
Okay, so
you didn't hire her as an intern.
I was about to say,
right?
I hope you didn't hire her as an intern.
No, she did not show up to the career fair.
Thank goodness. Because she's got a career at Starbucks, not doing math on her own.
Oh, my God. I understand that a lot of kids in school now use calculators, but how can you not get that? That one's pretty easy.
John, did you order a unicorn frappuccino?
I did not, but the person ahead of me did.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, it was very, very bright, just like from the pictures, and they use like mango syrup or something.
And you didn't think, oh, that looks interesting to me?
No.
What'd you order? What do you order at Starbucks? Today, do you order like me, like a woman?
No, I just got a flat white today.
That's what my wife gets. She's manlier than me at coffee ordering. I just don't do that. Like, and it depends on if it's hot or cold outside. I like to order iced caramel macchiatos with coconut milk and an extra shot of espresso. That's what I prefer. But if it's cold outside, I can't do iced, so I'll just do the I'll do it regular. But it's not as good regular.
So, John, what if it had cost an even $4?
Oh, she would have bust out that calculator.
She would have figured that out, right?
You think?
I hope so.
I don't know. I mean, it's.
I honestly worry about
5 cents.
If someone's that stupid, I honestly worry about them making my coffee. Like, it's a good thing that you order. Like, your drink was simple. Like, had I ordered my drink, it would have been too taxing for her.
See, now she wasn't making those drinks. She was actually just taking the orders.
Oh, that's good. It's funny how that works. You say, let's assign the stupidest person here to the money. Like, if I ran a business, that'd be the opposite of how my business would run. I would say, I want the smartest people to handle the money and the stupid people to, like, sweep the floor. That would be my goal, you know, pour the coffee.
Yeah, theoretically.
But it doesn't seem to work that way.
Do you get to be a barista if you can't figure out $1.05?
I don't know. Maybe that's how you move on up. They're like, this one's too dumb to work the front register.
But he has a beard, so he gets to be a barista.
John, did you say Allied?
Yes, sir.
I thought you said that. I was looking forward to telling the people about Allied Outdoor Solutions because it's a beautiful day. I know what you're thinking. You want to spend more time outdoors, and the guys at Allied Outdoor Solutions can get you ready. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay that'll give you the look and feel of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. If you've currently got a blank slate in the backyard, they'll build it from the ground up. Whether you want a functional concrete patio or you want to go big boy and get the outdoor kitchen and patio cover that you've been dreaming of. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. They can help you on residential and commercial projects. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with carved stone. Get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, if your home has aluminum or wooden windows with regular glass, you need to check out the energy-efficient replacement windows from Window World. Double-hung, double-pane windows from Window World. They offer American-made premium quality, a transferable lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage. So if you ever sell your house, it goes with it. That adds value right there. If a rock ever flies through the window, they'll come out and fix it for free. Installation usually takes just a day for the average home. Financing's available, and the windows start at a low, low price of just $189. Call Window World today for a free estimate and start saving money on your electricity bills. 713-439-1172 or go to windowworldhouston.com. That's Window World, simply the best for less.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I no longer feel like a champion, A.J. 713-780-ESPN. Let's give away the last of these CCA Bay Area banquet tickets. Let's make the interns work for it. Caller 30. You'll win tickets for two to attend the 2017 annual CCA Bay Area Banquet. It's a crawfish dinner with drinks, auctions, raffles, and good old-fashioned fundraising fun. Tomorrow, April 21st, at the Bay Area Community Center in Seabrook. Tickets are still available. Log on to ccatexas.org and get yours today. All right, so this is your last segment before you go in.
I think so.
And I
should be stretching, right?
Just loosen up the wing a little bit, you know.
Tyler, you want to do this instead?
Yeah, maybe you should go over there and massage his shoulder.
You can just tell people that you're me?
I mean, yeah, maybe. We could probably make that.
You could probably pass.
You're younger. You're more athletic.
I have been confused for you before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you feel when that happens? Disappointed?
Not him, but I work with him.
Do you feel disappointed when people think that? Embarrassed slightly?
I don't know.
Does it make you feel better about yourself?
Maybe a little bit.
How would you feel if someone thought you were Jong?
That'd be a little weird, just because
he's totally small and Asian.
Different looking, yeah.
What about Fred? What if someone thought you were Fred Fowler?
I don't know.
Fred's a big name. Honest. would you be pleased or not pleased with that confusion?
I wouldn't want to be thought of as wise as Fred.
Okay, yeah. Not as elderly.
Yeah.
You mean?
Yeah.
What if say it? You don't want to. Oh, dude, I'm not that old.
What if?
What
if someone thought you were Juggalo Trey?
Oh yeah, no.
That would be bad.
That would be bad.
Okay.
Have you seen Juggalo Trey?
Yeah, but what about Raheel? Like, if someone confused you for Raheel.
Again, that'd just be weird.
Who's the worst guy at the office that you could be confused for? Like, if we were out at an ESPN function, and someone said, "Are you this guy?" Like, and you would go, "Bro,
definitely Juggalo Trey.
He's the worst."
Yeah, the worst.
Worse than Barry Warner.
Okay, that's
ooh.
But
the bar has been raised here.
Yeah, or Laminack.
That's a tough one too.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want that?
Nah.
Okay. Why Laminack? Why is he so vile?
Because he's a D-bag.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I agree. But what about Joel Blank?
I don't mind Joel.
Okay.
I like Joel.
All right.
He's got a famous wife, so then people would imply that you could
Who's
do
the
that.
Best? Salisbury? Is that like the best mix-up? Because then people think you look like a professional athlete, right? Even though he is old.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a professional athlete now.
He doesn't.
Though. No.
He looks
I feel like,
a professional
I look more guy. Like a professional athlete than he does at this point.
Well, you look like a professional curler.
I think of all the guys that work on our station, Raheel looks the most like a professional athlete, right?
Like a soccer player.
Yeah, he looks like a tennis player.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or cricket.
Right.
Cricket. Yeah.
Even though Sean Salisbury and me, we're the only ones who are professional athletes.
What are you a professional athlete in?
Fred, I've fought for money.
Oh, that's right. You had a professional fight.
I'm a professional fighter.
But are you
technically?
Are you still fighting though?
Well, I'm just like Sean. I'm retired.
So you're retired? Okay, fine.
Yeah, yeah. Baby Dwight Howard coming down with us?
I think so.
Okay.
We're trying to get him set up to.
Did they already?
Film it
did
on
you
Facebook
guys already
Live.
Run out of free stuff? Wow.
Nice.
Does he know how to work the Facebook Live? Okay. It's not like he's smarter than the Starbucks lady
who
couldn't figure out the change on a $5 bill from $3.95.
And he could dunk on you.
It's very difficult. I don't know if he can really dunk. Can you easily?
Yeah, come on,
man. Okay. I don't know. He's got a lot of mass to him. Like,
yeah, so does Dwight Howard.
That's
why he's baby Dwight Howard.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Dwight Howard could throw it down.
One hand or both? Can you two-hand it? Okay. I've never been able to two-hand a basketball. That would make me feel good, but I've never been able to do it.
When I was younger, I could do it, but I mean, I could barely dunk.
With two hands?
No, just
one.
Oh,
one hand. Yeah,
one-handed because my fingers are not that big.
Yeah.
And so I had a hard time palming a basketball, so I'd have to get it just over and then push it through kind of thing.
Yeah.
So
I could dunk.
I couldn't do it in a game. I could do it just.
Oh, me neither. Yeah, I could do it one-handed, like, with no one else around.
Yeah.
But like, if someone was guarding me, there was no. I'd lay it up like a coward. So, but I could never do it with two hands.
Yeah, I'm not sure I ever even tried. But part of that was because my left shoulder was garbage, and if I tried to lift with that arm,
even at that age.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hurt it at 18, and okay. I didn't get decent at basketball until I grew to 6'3" when I was 21.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I was 5'10" up until my second year of college.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very strange.
I was 6'3" when I showed up at school my sophomore year of high school, and I was about maybe 5'11", like going into that summer. And I haven't grown an inch since my first day of sophomore year.
Yeah, it was very strange because I got I think I was 5'10 my freshman year, sophomore year, junior, senior year, first year of college. And then I had a growth spurt. I guess I was 20, not 21. At the age of 20, I grew to 6'3".
Yeah.
And that's when I started playing basketball more seriously than as I was just a little white guy before. At least now I was big enough to you know, tall enough. At the time, I was still only weighed about 170.
Oh, that was me. Most of high school, I weighed about 160, 170. It was very. I looked like a Kosovo war refugee. It was very sad.
But I could jump then though, and I could play basketball. But hey,
if I put my hat down, kids would throw money into it. They felt bad for me.
I was going to make an inappropriate joke, but there's too many kids here. I was going to say that show I'm watching, that Hand of God, the only character in there that I like is our buddy who played Bubbles in The Wire.
Oh, yeah, he's in it?
He plays the mayor. He's fantastic.
Tyler, hey, kid, give that kid one. Come here.
Yeah.
That kid was, like, looking at Tyler, and he...
Now, I'm wondering, if that old man was a 6'10 fan, and he put...
Share with him. Yeah. Don't be greedy. Share with that dude. There you go.
See? That's how you do it.
I got your back, buddy. All right, my man.
All right. 713-780-ESPN, and when AJ goes down here to throw out the first pitch, I guess I'm going to have to stand up so I can get play-by-play of this.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of people here, and they're kind of – they're all in line here as people are taking
pictures. There's a lot of people around here. I don't know why.
Yeah, this is a –
John, what's my read here?
John? Did we lose John? Is he dead?
Are we on the air, Tyler?
I think we're on the air.
We are on the air.
Okay.
Hmm.
But no John.
Can you hear
me
now?
I'll look at my email to make sure that I know what my read is. Although maybe I shouldn't start it until John is here.
Well, I think he's trying to figure out our Facebook Live situation.
Oh.
But no. I believe we're
That's
good.
Distracting from the professional radio broadcast.
Well, while he does that, I could tell you what your read is here.
I've got it now.
Yeah. If you had dirt somewhere.
Right.
Okay. John says he's talking. We just can't hear him.
Oh, yeah, we can't hear John.
No, none of us can hear you. No, not Tyler, not me, not AJ.
No.
But, yes, if you wish to get free of dirt.
Yeah, you would go to Dirt Free. Spring pollen, other allergens are in the air. They're coming into your home through dirty air ducts, foot traffic on your carpets. Get a jump on allergy season right now with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning Special. For a limited time, they'll clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. You heard that right. You get a free room cleaned with a speed dry with any purchase. The other guys, leave them behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Call Dirt Free, 281-DIRT-FREE, and go chemical free with Dirt Free Carpet. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. They can do it all. Call Dirt Free Carpet right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. They'll clean one room free with any purchase and throw in a free speed dry. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Mouth, but no shut up valve. Can't even cut up power to it, but it's what allowed me to come about from under the pickle ground. Cause I work my butt up now with the subject.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And at some point, they're supposed to come get AJ to go throw out the first pitch. But he's still here.
Oh,
we're
ready
Scott's
to go?
Here.
All right.
You got the main man here.
All
You're
right.
in good shape.
Wish me luck, boys.
All right, so don't screw up. Don't embarrass the Blitz. But, hey, baby Dwight, you might want to catch up. So, AJ's off to throw out the first pitch. And in the interim, I will tell you that the 2016 Atlantic League champion Skeeters are back. Begin defending their title tonight And they open the season at tonight with a special ceremony. They're going to celebrate the championship. And the first 2,000 people who got here received a championship replica ring. I'm pretty sure they're all gone by now because this place is packed. And also, post-game fireworks show on Friday and a Skeeter's cap giveaway courtesy of MemberSource Credit Union on Saturday to the first 2,000 in attendance. And I happen to have one of those caps on right now. So if you're wandering by and say, hey, that's a cool cap, then get your butt back out here Saturday night and be one of the first 2,000. And this is a very affordable tickets start as low as $8, and you can bring the whole family. There's places for the kids to play. It's just a cool, cool atmosphere. And if you're in Sugar Land, you're missing out if you haven't been out here. And I have not heard one woo yet. All right, John, are you able to talk to us again? Okay, we did not hear you.
I think that's a no.
So we're going to go with no, and that's okay. Now's your chance if you wish to text the show at 713-780-3776 or hit me up on Twitter. You get to help co-host the show with me and Tyler for the next segment, probably longer. They're already a couple minutes behind schedule. So I'm going to go odds are pretty good we don't have a Hoffman on Hollywood today, which is how we usually finish the show on Thursday.
I honestly thought they were going to forget to get AJ.
Well, it was funny because when he came to get AJ, he was kind of looking around like, who am I supposed to get?
Maybe we shouldn't, yeah.
Yeah. So is Eric down there too? Did they get him?
Yeah,
I guess they did.
He walked by first. That's why I thought that they had forgot.
So maybe they double booked the first pitch here. That would suck. So I guess, well, they did double book him.
Yeah.
But
that's not uncommon though.
No, I guess if you're gonna do a twosome, that's
ceremonial
that's a pretty good 1-2 punch. I don't know if you saw this. Speaking of rings, because they give out championship rings here tonight. Did you see what Colorado or Oklahoma State did with their Alamo Bowl rings?
I did not.
Well, you remember early in the year they had a game that against Central Michigan, semi-controversial, right?
Yeah.
Well, very controversial.
Well,
never should have happened.
Yeah.
Well, in their final record, they counted that as a win.
Oh.
On their ring. It's like, okay, good for you.
That's a bad move.
Yeah, whatever. It's a ring. It's just I know I lost that game if I'm then. Mike from Tomball wants to know what would be a good team to watch on Hard Knocks and why. I think a team like the Raiders would be fun to watch. I want somebody who's going to be entertaining. And now, to be fair, Hard Knocks does a good job of finding storylines with teams that you don't think will be interesting. But and you want colorful players. You want guys who are going to be entertaining. And I just don't know if the Bucks have a bunch of those.
I think the behind-the-scenes aspect of it is what draws in a lot of people, just because they don't get to see that on a day-in, day-out basis. So I think that's kind of where a lot of people heads at or whenever they're actually watching the show. But
can we get hockey and soccer talk since AJ's out? I could do a whole segment on hockey, but
yeah, I'll defer to you on that.
People would turn off the they would turn off the radio, and we don't want that. We want to be able to get play by play of AJ's pitch, and we want the people to hear that. Bama Papa Joe asks, are there any plans for any poker tournaments? We've got some stuff in the works, and as far as I know, it's not finalized yet, but. I'm also going to be involved in a charity tournament coming up here in August with a really good organization. I will let you guys know about that. But there will be some poker in the future. I'm looking forward to, as we just found out today, that not only are we going to Vegas for the Canelo fight. This happens all the time. We'll go like a year without going, and then we go 4 times in 2 months.
Yeah.
But we're also going out for the Ward Kovalev fight in June, which I cannot wait to see. Patrick Creighton's at tweeting pictures here. From Skeeter's Field. He's closer than we are. He's obviously like right in front of us.
Are they doing it where we can't see it?
Well, no, they should do it right there, right?
They should do it
right in front of us. But I don't see anybody out there yet. That's what would concern me, because by now we should be getting close to them actually throwing the pitches out, because it's supposed to be 6:40. But double down, if they wanted the ring to be more impressive, Oklahoma State could have also deleted the word state. Derek says, chance to talk about Kentucky Derby favorites. Not yet, man. I will be doing I'll be doing that as we get closer. There's no way at this stage. I mean, I have a few horses I like, but I have to see who gets into the field, and I'll be talking about it Derby week. And actually, I'm there's a good chance there's going to be a podcast of my Derby picks. Well, what's other than the stuff you have out there? Are you writing anything new? I'm actually working on an audiobook that will be about the media things we've been talking about. And something I've kind of been working on. I've got it outlined, and that's kind of my next project. And then I've got two more works of fiction, but those will be later in the year. But mainly we've got a new venture we're launching at Gal Media very soon, and I'm going to be involved with that very deeply for a few months to get it up and running. And so that's kind of where my focus is going. But I am going to get that audiobook done. And basically, the death of democracy and how print journalism and the death of it is ruining democracy, and the fact that it was our fault because some of the things we did have led us to this media world we're in now. And I'm as guilty as anybody. So I hope it'll be something that's educational and informative and also meaningful to people. Butcher Jake wants to know, is that casino boat in Galveston going to last? I don't know. I'm going to have to check it out. Will you be going to the World Series of Poker Tournament at Harrah's in New Orleans in May? I hope to get over there for at least one event, maybe two. But I also have to take a week off to work on this project, a week off from the show. And I also have to go to Saskatchewan for my wife's grandmother's 100th birthday for 2 days. So
it's impressive.
Yeah, and man, she's still sharp as a tack, and she still looks good. And we saw her last year, and she's had cancer for years, and she just keeps going.
That's cool.
So 100, I figure 100, I can take a couple days off.
Yeah, you definitely got to celebrate that.
Yeah.
I feel like from 90s on, it's probably good to be there for every one of those birthdays.
Right, you get to 90, you've won.
Yeah, for sure.
I think. And now I don't want to get to 90 because there's not going to be much left of me at that point.
But at that point.
But you've won at life.
In the future, there may be advances in technology that could prolong your life. You could feel 70 at 90.
Well, and if that's the case, I'm all right with that. As long as certain things still work.
As long as you don't feel 90. Yeah, well, yeah, of course.
As long as I can drink.
Yeah.
And smoke weed and things like that. That, I'd be okay with that. If I could do that at 90, I'm in.
All right.
But I know that's not going to happen. And realistically, for me, even though I've suddenly gotten on a get healthier kick, I think 75 would be a win for me. I would take 75 right now. If you said you can live to 75 and not have to be in a wheelchair and wearing diapers.
Yeah.
I'll take that right
that's,
now.
Yeah, that's the cutoff for me. I don't want to ever have to put on an adult diaper.
And that's why I always say enjoy life right now, because I'm having fun now, because when I get to that point, who knows?
Most of the people who enjoyed life as youngsters are probably in adult diapers now, or some people.
No, you know what? I know some people in their 80s who drink like fish and smoke cigarettes for 40 years. And they're still going strong. I got a couple of my friends of mine on the racetrack that are in their 80s, and they're doing the same stuff they were in their 50s.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Okay, so the Skeeters are on the field, but there's no AJ. So what I think is happening here is we're going to have to do the rest of the show without him. I'm just hopeful that we'll be able to do the play-by-play before the show is over. So
I sent a promo girl to go check it out.
Yeah.
Go investigate.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like they're doing anything because they gave away all their stuff. She's just standing here. Put her to work.
Yeah.
People asking for some, are the Maple Leafs going to make it? I still think Capitals win that series. Hey, Jong's back.
Hey,
I just heard him say that.
Cool. Hey, you can hear me?
Yeah. You sound like you're 12 years old, but I can hear you.
Thank you.
Oh, they're going on the field now. Can we delay this break so that I can do the play-by-play for this?
Sure.
All right. A.J. Hoffman has just walked onto the field, along with producer Eric from 104. And they're surrounded by little kids, which is a little bit disturbing. And Eric went first and just nailed it. Okay, so
threw some heat.
Yeah, technically, this is not the first pitch then, because Eric went first, and now there's a little kid pitching, and he also nailed it. And
so A.J.'s third. He's still on the podium.
Yeah, he's still on the podium, but he is the third pitch. And he is going to float it in there
That was way out of the zone.
Yeah, yeah. Producer Eric has kicked his tail. And in fact, the little kid who just threw has kicked his tail as well. But he didn't embarrass himself. It wasn't awful. It was just, you know, and now there's a woman doing it.
Oh, we got a lady.
Yeah, let's see if she's better than AJ. And pretty much the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll call it a tie. All right. Well, we'll get his play-by-play breakdown when he returns. But producer Eric killed it. All right, guys, got to tell you about Houston Can Academy. And they take in kids who drop out of other schools. And some of these are really, really good kids. They just had to get jobs to support their family or they had travel issues. And they get a second chance at Houston Can Academy. They take them in. They work around whatever those issues are. And so many of them go on to graduate and do great things in our community and go on to great careers and become people that impact our lives. And it's so easy to change just a few lives that are going to change so many more just by making a donation. And by a donation, we're talking about a vehicle that you're not using anymore. Car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, tractor, four-wheeler. Maybe it's just been sitting out in your garage. You were going to fix it up, or maybe you were going to sell it. You just didn't know what to do with it. Well, donate it because they'll come tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. It's real easy. You just sign. So many Blitzers have done this, and they've all said the same thing. And they feel good about it when they're done because the donation's tax-deductible on top of everything else. So next year when tax time rolls around, you're going to be able to write the whole thing off. And that's great because you're doing a great thing. You're getting the tax deduction. And if you do it and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, do it today, free $50 Visa gift card. Just their way of saying thank you. All you have to do, and listen, if you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come tow it, even over into Louisiana. And it's just a great thing that you're doing, and you're also getting rid of something you don't need anymore. 713-225-4226 is your number, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Take me to church.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
All right.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back. Today is opening day at Constellation Field. We're kicking off the party with a live broadcast right now. Not much more pregame chatter to do, but and we're also out of station gear. So,
What do you see happening in tonight's game?
Which one?
The Bridgeport Sugarland game.
Oh, I was a little confused there.
No prediction. No predictions.
I have to say, let
the game play out.
At watching batting practice, I would just say that the other guys look like they were hitting the ball better in batting practice.
The Bluefish,
Blue Hen, I believe, or whatever they are.
I think it's the Bluefish. Yeah. Jay Miller told me that the Skeeters handled them pretty well last year, so. Confidence is high.
But
in the
how similar is this team?
I don't know what kind of changes they've made. Well, I don't know who they drafted. I don't know what they've worked on.
Well, let's talk about your performance out there.
All right, did you get a good view of it?
People were walking in front of me, so I got kind of a.
Could you see on the big screen?
Well, I wasn't looking at the big screen. I was trying to look at it on the field.
Okay, my pitch was high and away. It was a ball. It was definitely a ball. But
looked a little looked like you saw. Do a little softer than I was expecting.
Yeah, well, you're close.
Yeah.
It looked like you were channeling your Ephus pitch.
They wouldn't let us throw from the mound.
Right.
Oh, that makes sense.
So we had to stand in front of the mound, and you don't want to, like, I feel like if you try to rocket it, it's going to be, it's not going to work out either. So I just kind of tossed it up there. That's what the other guys did. And the first, like, producer Eric tossed it just kind of like a gentle toss.
But it didn't look like a
jump. It was right over the plate.
Yeah, I was like, his actually kind of jumped off his hand.
His was perfect.
Yeah.
So I'm disappointed in my performance,
so they're,
I guess
they're about to do the national anthem here. So, Jong, we should probably just cut the show off early here so we're not interfering with the anthem. Is that okay? Okay, I can't hear you. So I'm going to assume that that's what we're going to do, is we're going to go ahead and cut it off a little bit early so that we can do the national anthem. We'll let you know, HD Show with Fred Davis and All-Pro Henry Thomas is coming up next. I want to thank producer T. Scott for taking care of us out here. Great job by A.J. Hoffman. Great job, John Lee. I'm stalling a little bit because I don't know if they're starting it yet, but the flag's out there. But we will be back in studio tomorrow. We'll have R.J. Bell. We'll have all kinds of cool stuff. Until then, stay sportsy.
Listen to ESPN 97.5.